My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss HelloFresh's douche-friendly pride campaign, the delivery robots in the pride parade, my review of Scary Movie 6, plus how RuPaul and Paint Grandpa are getting along on my Tamagotchi Life Island. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello and happy Pride Month.
You are loving Pride Month. Are you feeling prideful this month?
Sashay into a deal today. We are sashaying into deals.
Would you sashay into two great Lazy Boy chairs?
I would. When is Lazy Boy going to embrace their gay fans?
When is Lazy Boy going to have Lazy Girl?
Oh, Lazy Lady.
Lazy Lady. Lazy Thems. I don't know, but I think Lazy... Maybe it's Lazy Girl Summer.
It's Lazy Girl Summer, and we're all just laying in it.
All lazy girls.
Aw. If you walked into a room and it was all lazy girls,
yeah,
I think I would fit right in. How would you feel?
Like I could take a load off.
Ooh.
I could just sit down and throw my pigs up.
Oh my God. Okay, so I went to see a movie. As
classic
one does
you.
Classic me. As one does. And, you know, I hate to be the grandfather, but we've lost the plot on etiquette. I think it's crazy to put your feet up on the seat in front of you. And you know what? Even if it's a little empty of a theater, it's kind of like, put your feet down. I don't know. It's something my mom would do. Like, feet out the window on the highway. It's like, girl, put the pigs away.
What kind of theater are you going to without full recliner chairs?
Well, not everyone has the luxury, okay? Not everyone has the ability. Though I did just
some
see Scary
Stubbs member you are. Can't
I saw
even
Scary
get
Movie
it.
6.
And
they had the recliner with the machine recliner. Ooh, I felt chic as I was in the back row.
What's a machine recliner?
Well, you know, in the seat where it has the buttons that's like, put your legs up.
I only go to theaters that have that.
Not every theater has that.
I don't know the last time I went to a theater that didn't.
Just I felt like a real lazy girl at Scary Movie 6.
Just kidding. I too saw a movie last night, and not only did it not have reclining chairs, but it barely even had angular flooring.
Oh, I don't even know what that means.
like it felt like we were all sitting on a flat floor, you know? So like if there's someone in front of you
theater,
was tall.
Yes, I went to a theater recently like that, and I was kind of like, girl, what in the hell?
I was a little nervous.
No bueno. It was like a box.
Yeah, so there I was at the Tribeca Film Festival.
Okay, so she's cultured.
You ever just hear things like Tribeca Film Festival and you really think it's something and then it's just you in the basement of a movie theater watching the Sarah Bareilles documentary?
Oh, I didn't even know there was one. I did see her new single was released and I did put it in my new music playlist, so you're welcome.
Well, thank you. We need the streams. Mm-hmm. She did a little documentary making of the album. She made it into a movie produced by Pink. Love Pink.
Okay.
And it was about the making of the new album. So then she showed the movie three different times here in New York as part of Tribeca. So I went, obviously. Although I went to like the screening in the basement at a normal movie theater instead of the one where she sang songs from the album afterward. But, you know
so
what?
So she wasn't there. She wasn't there?
She wasn't there for the third screening. I think she only went to the first, which now makes sense as to why when I was buying the tickets, the premiere was much more expensive than the ones I bought.
Oh.
But I will say very excited for the album. Sobbed through the entire documentary.
Okay.
Was glad I went.
Well, good. That's great. I was not glad I went to Scary Movie.
What? If I know one thing about you, it's that you love the scary movies. It's like you get a kickback from promoting them.
A kickback? No, no, no.
Undercover brand deal.
No, no, no. It was, I guess, a fun time if you like that kind of thing.
You like that kind of thing.
It was a little like punching. I don't think much of the humor lands these days.
It gives a little.
Call me crazy, but it was a little homophobic sometimes.
They do give, say, the R word type of movie.
Yes. Oh my God. I just rewatched season, 5 and 8 of Big Brother, and they really just let it rip with the R word. And it gags me every time. My jaw drops. They just say it willy nilly, not even on the live feeds. And they keep it edited in. It was crazy.
Times were different in the early aughts.
Well, it slapped me across the face every time, and Evil Dick really loved to say it.
Yeah, during the pandemic, we had tried to rewatch Janelle's first season, and I do feel like Howie was saying it quite a bit.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, I was gagged and gooped for Dick and Danielle, the best to ever do it.
Tell me about Scary Movie 6 and how they wronged you. Oh.
You know, there were a couple laughs. There were actually a bunch of laughs, and I did take an edible beforehand. I think there's no other way to do it. Like, you really needed to accept it was going to be, you don't walk into it wanting high art, high end art or plot or, are you going to see it?
Now based on your review, here's the thing. All along,
it was fine. I don't want to keep you from seeing it. If this is your zhuzh, I don't want to keep you from seeing it.
Baby, I've seen maybe the first one. So in my head, I was like, maybe I'll watch the others. And then I like looked it up online to find it streaming. And I was like, there's 5 of these. I thought I could maybe watch 2. And I thought maybe this was the third.
So apparently a few in the middle, they changed directors. And, you know, I didn't know a lot of this until there was a very meta scene in the Scary Movie 6 where all the main characters from Scary Movie 1, you know, like Brenda and et cetera, they're all talking about who was in the Scary Movie 3 and 4 and what happened with the casting. And they were kind of working it out on the remix a little bit. And the Wayans brothers were talking about it with them, and they were like, how dare you come back for the sequel when the directors changed and they didn't include us? And then the women were like, yeah, but they paid us a lot. And then they're like working it out in the plot, in the script. And I was kind of like, so I don't think you need to see the previous ones plot wise. It will help to have seen scary movies. Not these scary movies, but like horror films.
I mean, this was always my curiosity about why you liked these films, because I always thought they referenced scary movies, which I'm usually in the know and aware of as a scary movie connoisseur. So like, I'll get the references. Maybe you're only going to get the monkey reference.
There was no monkey reference. They did go in and go hog wild. They got a lot of their little, you know, jokes in, but it felt like, okay.
Did they spoof what? Long legs? Why did he look like
long legs? They did spoof long legs, and somebody that I went to go see it with said that I didn't get that part. I'm like, well, did you see long legs? He goes, I'd never even heard of it. I'm like, well, yeah. There's a lot that like, okay, if you don't see something, you'll just kind of for at least 5 minutes of the movie be like, huh. And some of the references, they were like, we really want to squeeze this in, so let's just do a dream montage. No relation to the plot, or like there'll be a TV in the room, and you'll see on the TV they'll have green screened like a little mini commercial, and then they'll cut to that commercial, and it's like, oh, they just really wanted to do a little skit in the middle, and it's like, okay, I guess
a dream within a dream. Listen,
a dream within a dream.
I don't know if I'm going to see it. There's a lot of movies coming out that I do want to see. So it's like, it's just getting pushed down the list. And then I read some article last week that was like, pre-pandemic, movies had to be in the theaters for 90 days before they were allowed to go on streaming. And they said these days, nowadays, it's like 17 days they only keep movies in theaters.
Let's just say you don't have to see it in theaters this one.
You know, I love to watch a movie on a plane and then give it one or two stars on Letterboxd.
I'm trying to think if there was any nudity. Well, you know, it always stuck with me that one scene in Scary Movie 2 with the dick through the head.
Jada Pinkett Smith with a dick.
Right. I don't remember if there was any of that. Oh, you know what? I do recall I did see Full Frontal.
Was it prosthetic or full frontal?
I don't know. Actually, a couple full frontals of all genders, and it got unnecessarily a little bit, maybe even a lot homophobic, transphobic, jokes that like they would write for Scary Movie 1 and maybe middle schoolers would laugh at it, but I don't know. It just was not really the moment for me. I was kind of like, okay.
Well,
a couple times I had to look over and say, okay.
Your humor has elevated.
And theirs has not. There was a lot that was just nonsensical. This is no spoilers, but they do reference The Substance. And there's a moment where a character crawls out of themselves, okay, like in The Substance.
Yes.
But for some reason, for no reason explained whatsoever, I don't want to spoil who crawls out of them, but a different character, just for the gag of it. And they're holding the Epstein files. And I was like, why? Like, it just was kind of like they wanted to have... It made no sense whatsoever. I was like, okay, like, why? Many times I asked why. Very rarely I got the answer. But it was a fun flick for the whole fam, I would say. I would not go see it again. It was barely fun.
Okay, good. Then I will prioritize the Steven Spielberg space movie. I'll prioritize Toy Story 5. Listen, okay. And you know I'm a famously a Toy Story 4 hater. So the fact that I'm going to see 5.
Okay, well, are you sated and seated for Redacted on the soundtrack?
I skimmed her little song on New Music Friday when that came out, but there were other songs I was enjoying more that day.
Oh, well, shit. Okay. Word. Are you going to try Tom Brady's Good Nut?
Listen, I saw that. Everyone's saying he's gay.
Okay.
Happy Pride Month to Tom Brady only.
Well, I mean, what a month to release a coconut water brand called Good Nut. Is it homophobic? Is it? No, straight people can enjoy a good nut, too.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I saw, you know those types of content that used to be YouTube videos, and it's like they'll sit across from each other and interview each other. It's very, like, BuzzFeed-esque. Sometimes there's, like, a button between it, people.
Okay, sure.
You know what I mean? Who makes those? Anyways, I saw this one with this straight couple, and they had to like reveal a secret to each other. And he was all, my biggest secret is that I've used a glory hole. And his girlfriend was all, he's like, I told you about this. So he's telling the story. And there's no way it wasn't a man. He was all, yeah, she really wanted me to come over. There was a sheet set up. I'm like, baby, there's people who do that. And
well, you know what? There's also women who do that. So how dare you? You don't know what's behind the veil.
He was like, my friends all tell me it was a guy, but I'm 99% sure it was a woman. And then he's all, I was like, I'll give him 99%. percent a man, 1% a woman, and then he ends with, "Yeah, she reimbursed my gas to come over and do it," and oh. that's when I knew it was a man.
You don't know. You don't know her needs. You don't know how she craves
the good happy pride month to that guy and his good night.
What he doesn't know won't hurt him, I guess.
No, okay. I hope he enjoyed it.
Yes, it was a good nut for all.
It's a spectrum.
Sure. A mouth's a mouth's a mouth.
Any hole is a goal.
Okay.
Are you celebrating Pride Month with HelloFresh?
You know what? No, but I did see HelloFresh's Pride campaign. Something about, hey, bottoms, stop eating. And if you need to eat...
I saw all the gays reposting it. I don't know how. It made me feel uncomfortable.
I think, unfortunately, it is that deep. Like, a lot of people will be like, is this not what we want, to feel like included or whatever? It's like, okay, I understand. There is somewhere in between... a brand telling me, hey, bottom, don't eat this month, you fat fuck. You shit on a dick, bitch. in happy pride and sashay into a deal. There's something between that and, like, fuck the gays. There's got to be a happy medium for me.
I kind of agree. I was like, I don't know. The like, talking about not eating during Pride Month... I didn't first think of bottoming for that purpose of not eating. You know what I mean? So it just, I think the message got a little muddied, a little
muddy.
It got a little. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I guess the joke is that they have foods. Well, it's not a joke, but they're saying they have foods.
They have high sashay into a high fiber recipe. Yes. Fag.
Sashay into a high fiber recipe today for clearing out your whatever. And I guess that's like it. It's not the worst thing that could have happened, but it did feel a little crazy. I felt crazy. I'm like, this is crazy. You're crazy.
I think it's just, I don't know. I think the debate goes back forever about like brands who slap a rainbow on shit for Pride Month. You know what I mean? Or do a post like this for attention during Pride Month, who aren't allies year round. And it's like, I work, what that woman say? I work in queer media. Mm-hmm. I work in queer media, and like the number of brands that have pulled all advertising from queer media, not just during Pride Month, but year round because of the Trump campaign. I think it's like, now we need to pay attention a little bit more to those people who are actually still doing stuff. It's such a weird,
fine
line of, right.
There's a difference between like advertising during June with a snarky copy and actually doing something tangible and saying 10% of all proceeds from this month's HelloFresh orders are going toward blank. Like, put your money where your mouth is a little bit. And for reference, I feel like there are people that don't know what we're even talking about for the HelloFresh thing. They put out a post that says, quote,
official statement.
Official statement. We know eating isn't always a top priority this month. We respect that. But for those of you who are prepping, we have an extensive lineup of high fiber recipes available. Happy Pride. Okay, so I get it. And it is definitely applicable to their own brand. It's not a stretch. It does feel a little... lack of any type of substantial allyship other than we see you butt fuckers and you can spend money on us.
Okay, it's like, here's okay. Bottoms up is your coupon code.
A lot of people were interpreting it as pro eating disorder language.
That's how I read it first. Sorry, not sorry. Like, that's literally like, don't open the sentence with "we know eating." To when you're talking to gay men who and people in general now who just have like body image issues because of the world we live in and how everything's shoved down our face.
I agree. And we teach bottoms to shrink themselves. We teach bottoms to eat ice for dinner. Meanwhile, their top is over there having a wet burrito. And it's like, no, let shit on his dick. Paint the trade.
Muddy the waters.
Muddy the waters. Okay? Who cares? Anyway. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is BetterHelp. Now, for some, summer is their favorite season. You got travel, the kids are out of school, adventuring all through the summer. For others, juggling it all can kind of be tough, and it could lead to overwhelming feelings, counting down the minutes until the kids are actually back in school, and many are worrying that they're wasting the days of sunshine. For me, summer can kind of feel like FOMO / comparing yourself to others, and everyone's always, you know, getting their summer selves ready and then debuting that, and it's kind of like, oh my god, insecurities can kind of pop up. And I know for me, when I'm dealing with my insecurities, talking about it and reflecting on it can be really helpful. Therapy can help people better understand their needs, feel more confident about setting boundaries, and create a version of summer that actually feels good on your own terms. With BetterHelp, all of those things are possible. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally. And it works. With an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. And BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. They give you a short questionnaire that helps you identify your needs and your preferences, and they help match you with whoever might be best for you. And if you're not happy with your match, you can switch to a different therapist at any time from all of the recommendations. So you don't have to say yes to everything for summer. You can find support in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quince. Summer always changes how I get dressed. I want pieces that feel lighter, maybe more breathable, things that are easy but still feel put together. That is why I keep coming back to Quince. They focus on high-quality essentials that feel and look amazing. Think breathable linen and soft organic cotton. Well-made basics, but without the luxury markup. It's that rare balance where everything feels elevated, but still effortless. Quince European linen pants and shirts are the perfect warm weather upgrade to add to your rotation, starting at just $34. Their tees are soft and easy to wear, and their lightweight cotton sweaters are perfect for cooler summer nights. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen, so you're paying for quality, not brand markup. Quince goes way beyond clothing. And if you're looking for upholstered sofas, ceramic cookware, premium bedding, it's the kind of brand you end up recommending to everyone for everything. I personally am loving their linen pants right now because, listen, I am still trying to look a little bit put together and cute, but I don't want to sweat in the summer. Like, I feel like when you get dressed up and you want to go to an event, sometimes, like, it's, like, really just, oh, my God, I'm like, oh, I can't breathe. So finding breathable, lightweight stuff to still feel cute in is not that easy, but with Quince, it's easy. So if you're looking for stuff where you will feel cute but still put together, you can elevate your summer wardrobe by going to quince.com/babble. Free shipping on your order, 365-day returns, now available in Canada too. That's Quince, Q-U-I-N-C-E quince.com/babbel for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/babbel. Thank you so much to Quince for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabbel. Now back to the gossip. Anyway, oh my God. So do you know the game Tamagotchi Life?
No, no, but I feel like I saw you making a Tammy Brown character.
Yes. Okay, so it has, first of all, it has nothing to do with Tamagotchi, which I was a big hill for me to get over. Like, I was like, I just couldn't fathom that. What do you mean there's Tamagotchi Life and it has nothing to do with Tamagotchi? But okay. Tamagotchi Life is kind of like Animal Crossing, but you make your own villagers. And you can customize them in any way you want, like to visually be and personality wise.
Is this on a game or on a computer?
It's on Switch.
Okay.
And you're basically making Miis. Did you ever make a Mii on a Wii?
Of course. I'm a millennial.
I never made a Mii on a Wii. I don't think.
I'm an elder. I'm a geriatric millennial.
Well, you know, did you ever make a Mii of me on your Wii? Certainly.
Listen. Sometimes we would get stoned and we would make a bunch of Miis so that you could fight on Super Smash Brothers, and then we would put them all on level hard. We would add 8 computers to the game, and then we would watch the 8 battle and we would place bets. And we would let the we would let the AI fight each other.
Oh wow. Oh, and you just sit there like Caesar and give your thumbs up or thumbs down for the for the warriors.
It was very like when you know you see those TikToks with the marbles rolling. Oh, I love those.
Yes.
And they're all place your bets.
Hell yeah. Well, Tamagotchi Life, you can make whoever you want, you can do whatever you blah 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 blah. So every day that I play, I add a new anybody. So far we've added RuPaul, season 10, episode 4. That's the face Keeney.
Did you add me?
Not yet. And people have been wanting it. People have been clamoring. Well, you know what? I've realized I've got too many men. I need to prioritize adding some women. So I made RuPaul and Tammy Brown.
How many can you make?
I don't know. The limit does not exist. So every day I make a new one and I add them in.
Do they even have homes, or are they all just experiencing homelessness while they're walking around your island?
They have homes. They can live with each other. They interact with each other. So they'll ask like, oh, I really want to meet so-and-so. What should I bring up? And sometimes the conversation is good. Sometimes it's not. But it's uncensored. So you could put anal. Anyway, RuPaul on my island wanted to meet Paint Grandpa. And so she said, what's something we have in common that I could bring up that he would like for me to bring up?
And you said fracking.
I said, no. Well, okay, separately, RuPaul did want to meet my Mucinex woman. And so I said fracking because I think they would have fracking in common. And they hit it off. Well, with Paint Grandpa, I said painting on the trade.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, maybe they can really relate about that. And maybe even Paint Grandpa can share a story about when he painted on the trade or whatever. And yeah, so you can see them develop their relationships. Tammy Brown has fallen in love with Gollum on my island. And so things are getting crazy.
Dang. I guess I'll have to brainstorm some other people for you to add.
Please do, because my list is long. JoJo Siwa is coming.
You need women.
Yeah, so I was thinking Wendy Williams and the God Warrior.
You need women with massive mommy milkers. Abby Lee Miller.
Oh, maybe. Ooh, Abby Lee Miller. Hold on. Abby Lee Miller. I was going to do Pleaky. Is that his name? From
You name things that I just don't even know anything about.
That alien from Lilo and Stitch.
Listen.
The one with the one eye.
You think I've ever seen Lilo and Stitch?
Okay, so I was also thinking, I did Malzy, but a lot of people were like, who's Malzy? And, you know,
sometimes you go too far.
Too far?
Yes.
Salad Fingers is on my list. So if you have any suggestions of who should join the island, I'm all ears. Thank you. What do you mean too far? Oh,
you've gone too far. Hey, speaking of aliens.
Sure.
Did you hear about that Brazil psychic?
Girl, no. What? Who?
She's, well, first of all, they're saying lots of UFOs going down in Brazil right now. But this Brazil psychic says 700 people will be abducted from a sporting event in Florida before the end of the month.
Oh my God. Okay.
Do you want to buy some tickets? You want to go some places?
Okay, what sport are we thinking? Soccer is happening right now. A lot of people are talking about soccer right now. Kicking.
I don't know if there's any World Cup games in Florida. World Cup is happening. I don't know. It's baseball season, I believe. So we're going to have to go to a baseball game in Florida. Nothing sounds worse.
It could be NASCAR. That's a sport these days. People are saying.
It's been a sport for a while. Hey, I've been thinking of you a lot this week because you know what content I'm getting on my TikTok?
What?
Have you seen the Arby's pranks?
Arby's pranks? No, but that sounds right up my alley. I'm inclined to believe it's not real, though. Whatever it could possibly be, brands these days are hiring.
No, this
people
is
to
this
be funny in their stores,
baby. This is publicity Arby's does not want. Let me tell you,
what happened?
It's like people at like health spas and families and husbands and wives. And the one I saw, this woman walking around going, oh, one of the clients is ordering lunch for us on Thursday. So can you text me your order? And then they're all like, yeah, yeah. And she's like, yeah, she's picking up Arby's. And the looks on these people's faces.
Oh, okay. So it's always that prank. The joke is always Arby's?
Yes, they're always revealing. They're saying, hey, I'm going to order dinner. What do you want? And then they're saying Arby's. And then the people's faces are not wanting Arby's. The people, I saw this one of the husband and wife, and the husband goes, I don't think we're Arby's people.
That's crazy. And you know what? I think this is a planted smear campaign. Who in their right mind would have it out for Arby's? Some type of A&W or something, like a lateral punch. It's not punching up or down. Who's punching over? It's A&W. It's Sonic.
KFC.
It's wrong. If somebody tried this prank on me, bitch, the way my eyes would light up.
You love horsey sauce. One thing I know about you. You fuck with horsey sauce and a curly fry.
I actually don't. I do like Arby's sauce. I don't like horsey sauce.
Oh, maybe that's
curly
what
fry.
Maybe that's what I was thinking.
A curly fry for sure. And you know what? A beef and cheddar.
I just don't like how. Oh, you worked there, right?
Yes.
Did you meet the big oven mitt?
No. And I think he's kind of
problematic.
Semi-retired? Oh, maybe.
Did
problematic.
He have a name?
He got canceled.
What?
Just the Mitt. Mitt girl? No. I don't know if he has a name. The Arby's Mitt?
Arby's Oven Mitt mascot was named Oven Mitt.
Ooh, you know who? The Arby's Oven Mitt should come to my Tamagotchi Island.
You're right. The Oven Mitt guy was retired in 2005.
Oh,
damn.
So what's he doing now? Where is he now? Is he relaxing? Is he raising a family? Little mitts.
His eyes weren't right.
Okay. That's rude. What do you mean? Oh, I'm thinking the hamburger helper glove. Do you think the hamburger glove and the Arby's oven mitt ever
fucked?
High-fived? Or held each other?
Well, do you think does the hamburger helper hand have control of all of its fingers, and the mitt just has like the thumb and then the cluster?
You're right. It's kind of like toe socks and regular socks. They can't really hug. Or could they?
Yeah, you could go. You could do a little. You could scissor.
The toe socks can grip the non-toe socks. The finger gloves can grasp the non-finger gloves.
Have I sent you a video of me clapping my feet?
Honey, I've got too many of those. My storage is full. No more. You've sent me enough of them.
Can you make the critters on your Tamapachi? What was it?
Tamadachi. I don't think I have control of their feet. No. Oh,
can they be barefoot?
Yes. Not you downloading it immediately, you freak. Can you give them freak?
Can you give them big old hooves? Can you adjust the size of their feet? Can you give them a clompers?
You cannot change their feet. You can only change neck up and then their height and their width.
Can you give them a beard?
Yes. Yes.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's kind of fun though, because for example, last night we made the Mucinex woman, and it's like, okay, I actually don't know much about her. Let me do some deep dive research. And so we watched 12 minutes of commercials. We tried to get her backstory, figured out all the time she was referenced.
Is the Mucinex woman the person in the commercial who's sick, or is it one of the like green Mucinex blobs that's like...
I am so glad you asked. Okay, so Mr. Mucus is the original
blob
mascot of Mucinex. He is a blob of mucus. He has a lot of jobs. He seems like he's either a New Yorker, maybe New Jersey, Turnpike. I don't know.
I'm from New York.
Right, so you might know him. You might have seen him. You might run into him. It's good for you to be acquainted at the very least. He has a wife. He has an extended family. In some commercials, they have parties. Often, she has maracas. They have children. She never has a name referenced. So I don't know if she's always been a Mrs. Mucus. If they're both last name Mucus, if it's incestuous, I don't know really what's going on there. But she is referenced as Mrs. Mucus, and I did do some research. I found an Adweek article from 2005 where she debuted, so I was able to get her origin a little bit closer. And she's a lady. She vacuums, she mops, and she hates to get sucked out of the nose with Mucinex, and it happens.
Damn.
Yeah. Anyway, so maybe I need. Well, I was thinking I do want to make the eyelash mite character.
Okay. Yes, Latisse.
And I want them. No, not Latisse. Not Latisse, honey. No. Does Latisse have a mascot? I don't think so. I'm talking about the eyelash mites. You know about the eyelash mites?
Yeah. Yeah. They live in between the threads.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, there's a medicine for it, and in their commercials anyway. So I think she would get along with the Mucinex woman. She's on the list. I'm trying to tell more women's stories, so I'm getting, you know, the Mucinex woman that got invited, etc.
I like that.
I think you should get the game. It's fun. I would love to see who you make.
Okay. Well, you know I like to make.
Oh. Okay. Okay. During Pride?
Listen, things are crazy here in New York. This is a big game.
Did you do anything for Pride? Oh, wait, did you win your Knicks at 5?
Well, we're recording this well before game 5 is played, but by the time the episode comes out, the Knicks could have won in 5. I will say, I spoke last week about how people who say Knicks in 4 shouldn't be able to just start saying Knicks in 5, and unfortunately they have.
Okay.
I could fuck with Knicks in 6 because it's got a nice little rhyme with it, but at this point I just want us to win the trophy and for it all to be done.
Okay. Well, me too actually. You keep me posted. Are you gonna celebrate? If you win are you gonna break down a sign?
I know. I've been avoiding the areas where the people are. If there's a parade, there'll probably be a parade. I'm probably not gonna go to the parade. I'll probably keep avoiding. You asked if I'm celebrating Pride. It's a busy month. I'm gonna try to go to Brooklyn Pride because I'm moving. The weekend of actual Pride, and I got to go to Michigan for my mom's birthday, and it's just a busy month. Straight people planning things and during Pride month is a hate crime.
I agree. Oh my God. So I went to the Pride Parade, and I never really go to the Pride Parade anymore because it's like, wake up on a Sunday and, you know, I've seen it. And anyway, I went this year. I had a friend in town. He's like, are you going to go? Let's go see it. So we went up the street. We watched the parade. There was an entire fleet of delivery robots with rainbows on them rolling in the Pride Parade. And everyone was cheering, and I thought, this is the end. This is it. Slap a rainbow on it and take all the jobs. The robots are here. It's over.
All those people worried about immigrants stealing their jobs have nothing to say about AI stealing their jobs, which is crazy.
Yeah, it is. That's interesting to me. That is interesting to me.
Did you see one of those walking robots that roundhouse kicked a kid in the face?
I did see that. And you know what? If that's what it takes for us to second guess, you know, keeping the robots around, so be it. The child was a worthy sacrifice. Is he good? Is the child good? Was it AI? It was probably AI.
Yeah. No, it was real.
The child was real. The robot was real.
You're a child.
The roundhouse kick was real.
And you're a pimply-faced bitch. What is she?
I don't think a robot really needs to wind up like a Hitmonlee. It's kind of like, certainly can't it just thrust the leg?
I do think
you gotta wind up and spin it. Come on.
It's gonna take a lot for me not to push one of those over the first time I see it.
Well, people say how we look and want to treat robots is indicative of how we treat humans. Our most disenfranchised.
You tease an animal?
You ever tease a robot? Would you? I think I would. I want to throw a blanket on top of a delivery robot and see it try to escape. Good luck.
Damn.
Well,
have you had? Have you had food delivered in one of those?
No, and I don't want to. The delivery robots are taking people's jobs, and they are a roving surveillance state. Sorry, I don't want. And you know what? They only fixed all of the sidewalk corners in the neighborhood once the delivery robots started needing to roll around. They were all broken and not ADA compliant and until the robots had places to be. And suddenly every corner of the neighborhood was wheelchair accessible. Oh, that's convenient for the robots. Well, what about the people who needed it before that? Nope. Nope. But now that the robots are here, okay.
Damn. Fuck. We are so fucked.
I do think so. And that's no bueno. I don't like it.
All right. Was that where people can find you? I've never had food delivered from I've only ever seen those food delivery robots in your town.
You know what? Yesterday I saw one named Stina. They all have a name on them. I thought, Stina? And no shade to the Stinas in the chat, but Stina, like Christina, or yeah. What? Yeah. What do you mean, just Stina? A robot named Stina?
I knew a girl by that name in college.
Okay, Stina?
She was my only friend in one of my classes.
Biblically accurate. But her name was certainly not Christina. No,
it was Christina, and she went by Stina.
So, but on this robot's make certificate?
Yes. You can make a bunch of little critters for your island, who says they can't make a bunch of little robots for your neighbor?
Okay, actually, you put me in my damn place. You're right. You are absolutely
correct.
They're
having the same sort of whimsy you are.
Well, when they were rolling around in the Pride Parade, I thought, are they trying to deliver? Are they trying to get... do they have places to be and they got accidentally like detoured into the parade? I didn't quite know.
I want to know. Are they going to wear their rainbows sometimes outside of June?
I don't know. Usually they have advertised like movies advertised on them or, you know, Amazon Prime originals advertised on the back of Stina's tramp stamp. You know, it's like, girl, have some self-respect. Okay, where can people find you, Corey?
You can find me at that sporting... You can find me at Arby's, actually.
Hell yeah. Okay. tapping your feet under the stall.
You can find me clapping my feet at Arby's. Bear.
Oh, shoes off? Clapping?
Well, I've been wearing Birkenstocks around town, as you know.
Stinky, stinky. All right.
And you? Itu, mama?
Itu? Well, you can find me... You can find me... You know what? The truth is, you can also find me at Arby's. Where's Arby's Pride campaign? I'm feeling a little unseen. Hello?
Exactly.